It's now estimated that 40% of South Sudan's population, or 4.6 million people, now face acute hunger in the next 3 months. The World Food Program says food insecurity is growing worse, both in conflict and non-conflict areas. The WFP says hunger is reaching record levels in South Sudan. Spokesman George Femenian says a combination of problems is to blame.
South Sudan is facing the worst levels of food insecurity the young country has faced since independence because of conflict, high food prices, and a worsening economic crisis.
The warning follows the release of the latest Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Analysis. The IPC is a scale that weighs food security, nutrition, and livelihood data to determine the severity of a food crisis. It was first developed for Somalia. It says that unrelenting conflict and the onset of the lean season, when food needs are the highest, are intensifying alarming levels of hunger in much of the country.
The latest analysis shows that the bulk of these people who are facing these high levels of food insecurity in the conflict-affected states of the Greater Upper Nile. We're talking about Unity, Upper Nile State, and Jonglei State.
Conflict is also making food insecurity worse in northern Bahr el-Ghazal and Warrap states. Aid agencies are using airdrops, boats, food distributions, and cash vouchers to try to deal with the situation.
The World Food Program and its partners have been working flat out for months now, trying to ensure that we can provide food assistance to those who are in need. And we are continuing in this way. In the conflict-affected areas, we've been ensuring a regular supply of life-saving food assistance through our rapid response missions in particular.
Femenian says despite the efforts, humanitarian workers are having a harder time reaching those in need.
The renewed hostilities and the increased insecurity and intensifying harassment of humanitarian workers means that we are facing what we'll call shrinking humanitarian space available for us to work.
The World Food Program says it's facing a $230 million shortfall over the next 6 months. But even if the money is received, can aid agencies overcome the obstacles they face?
That's a very good question, because South Sudan is a very challenging area for humanitarian operations because of infrastructure difficulties which we face. The logistics operation here is quite heavy. If we don't have money in good time, we may not be able to procure in time. And once you're not able to procure in time, it becomes even much more complicated to move the food into the country.
He says the rainy season has begun, and in the coming months, many parts of the country will become inaccessible by road. Transporting supplies by truck is the cheapest method. Airdrops are the most expensive. Femenian says a return to peace is essential, not only for humanitarian operations, but for people to return to their livelihoods. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.